What's that on your own holiday?
Who is it?
Video of someone's dancing, he starts dancing, they run and jump and hit their head, smack their head right on the door frame.
Has she taken the cake in there?
No, not yet.
What's she gone in? Why has she gone then?
We're gonna like it first, aren't we? Now, wait a minute, hang on. Are we ready?
Yeah. But we used to go in and
I'm not going in there.
Oh, no. Come on, Mum.
No, oh, no, don't be
You don't have to be in it. I don't particularly want to be in it, but...
Stop being miserable, Nan.
I'm not being miserable. I just don't want to be in any videos.
You won't get you in it. Come on.
Who's this down here? Freckles? Well, go on out there, girl. Go on. Freck, do you want to come in here? Come on, then. If I can get in.
What's all that screaming about?
Because Tosh, I think he went to get out in the kitchen.
No,
I don't know how to do it. I'm recording it though. Just audio. But I think you just pressed the live button. Where can I sit? Can I sit here? Oh. Anyway, I don't care. At least it's a bit cooler in here. Huh? Who's that come to see me? This is not looking great. Remember the boys have just... The old girl says she's not coming in.
Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Hold on.
You'll see.
How does it go live?
There's a button at the top. Isn't there a button at the top? Don't try not to get me in it. I don't really want to be in it. Do we need that on, or is anyone watching it?
What?
TV.
What?
Oh. Yeah, is it?
Now.
Describe
your live video.
Hold on.
2 seconds.
Who turned the light out?
Who turned the light out?
You.
Who let the dogs out? We're trying to turn the light out. We don't know how to do it.
Amelia.
The one over there looking on their
wall.
No, we want it.
Welcome to the asylum.
Welcome to.
Come on. Someone turn it off.
I don't know how to do them ones.
Yeah, that's
the ones
we might be able to see, won't we, on the video?
You've had too much wine. Is that what it says?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray!
Woo! I'm gonna blow them out, Rob.
A miserable old git.
You got to blow cans.
Blow out your candles then.
Dad, blow out your candles. 80.
Hey!
Ooh, hey!
Why not do that?
Right. Done?
Yeah.
Let's
cut some cake.
This one? Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Alright, that's enough, Luce. Stop now.
Oh, go away, you're still videoing.
I hope I'm not in it.
We're all at some point. I'm not, obviously. So I'm doing it.
You can turn it around and put it on yourself.
I know. Someone's put a good un.
Who put that?
Who's put simple?
Simple.
We're simple.
Good.
We're simple.
Yeah.
thick as shit.
Thick as shit.
Who put thick as shit?
Commented on your video. What did he say?
Who?
Nigel Welling.
I'm quiet. What
did you say?
Is Sally, has Sally gone? Yeah, she's
gone. Well, of course she's gone.
Happy birthday, Rob. Have a good one. Who said that?
Nigel Welling.
Who?
Nigel Welling.
Nigel?
Welling. Flossie's son.
Is he related to...
Flossie's son, you know. Listen, this is it live. That's me.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, that may sound awful. Four comments online.
What's that? Who's that down there? Ricky. What is she doing? Oh. I thought she was doing something.
Up there? No, at the end.
Yeah, this is the end. Smile.
The end, isn't it?
No.
It's
there.
Is that my laugh? Yeah, yours is the loudest, I think.
Like a witch's laugh.
Go on in.
Smile.
Best I can do is smile. I'm not used to smiling.
Don't cut your finger off. I think all the cats
around when
it was
laughing. So I think they probably...
I've got to cut it all up or what?
Do you want a bit
Sorry,
of it?
You can't hear it, so why
are
you keeping
it? Do you want
a bit of
it? Listening to it.
That'll
do me.
I can't hear.
Do you know what I'm trying to hear? I've got some napkins in the other room.
I'm trying to hear that. Trying to hear when your mum said, oh, go away.
Who wants a bit?
It's, no, it's chocolate, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's have a look at the photos. I bought it.
Oh, bought it, huh?
Well, it's not a bad photo.
Oh, my days. How have you put that on there? I sound like that.
Who wants a bit?
Mel's got the same video.
Who wants a bit?
I do.
No, thank you.
Hello, we're live.
Just a little bit, please.
Oh, funny. No.
Thank you.
Joe?
Oh. Nothing. Nothing.
It's marked, so it should be a nice one.
Mum?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want a bit at the moment, man. I'll have a bit in a minute.
Yeah,
oh, dear, the smoke's getting in my throat.
You
do? Yeah, it comes a bit.
No, I don't want any. I'll take
some mine. You tired,
Louie? Oh, I can take a bit half a rock, can't I?
Louie, you tired?
No, you're
tired.
I've gone through the
Steve McCauley's liked it.
Huh?
Steve McCauley's liked it.
Who?
Has Ra seen it yet?
No.
Where's my phone?
It's here.
Oh.
You say you're tired?
Over
there. Are they still out there?
No, I think it's... You put them away?
Yeah,
they're
away.
Don't trust
him
near me, mate.
Put away now.
Yeah, I've not put them in the cage, Rob, because they've got to eat their food. Nobody's going to go in the Nobody's going to go in the bedroom.
Come out. Do you not? Can you guarantee that?
Well, I'm not going to go in there.
Tosh's still around her arm.
Mummy's here. I've got him on my arm.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Well, I wouldn't
take a chance. Come out there.
I'm putting the off of here.
Oh, no.
I've got to get ready for tomorrow when you go.
Devil dog.
Is that a hint?
No.
What she's
just having a very, very large glass of whiskey.
It's probably half a bottle.
Thoroughly enjoying it. I'm.
Yeah, half a bottle probably.
Sit.
She's a piss off. Very good boy, isn't
she? Where is he now?
Come on. Oh, Frank. God, scratch my legs, eh?
Who's that panting? Freckles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the matter with him?
She's not with me over there again. Get some shampoo for that now.
Have a bit of cake.
Oh. Does anybody want any chocolate to try for?
I'd love some, but no thanks.
Yeah, no. Go on, I'll have
some. You want some?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Rob, do you want your chocolate? Well, somebody better have it.
I'll have a little bit of it.
So that's only one person that wants it then.
Well, do me a little bit.
We'll come out and get
it. If it had been strawberry, I would have had it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Don't worry about it.
I'll wait for you to take Tosh out.
Chocolate is a bit different.
Oh, it is. Chocolate is very different.
You are your friend.
Who's that? Hello, Frank. Franky Rabbit. He's a bit skinny, isn't he?
Yeah, very thin. He's knocking all your cards out. Oh, no. God. What the hell have they done?
What?
What's he knocked down?
Jam. I thought they were all drinking that.
What?
Who was that? Was it?
Hello, Pood.
Oh, Gould.
No,
no, Mum.
Right.
Get him away.
He's frightened when she screamed, I think.
No, oh, help, you're not going to bite me, are you? You're not going to
put them away.
You're not going to rip my head off, are you, boy?
Come on, Tosh. Come
no.
on, out, come on.
Bye, Pood. Oh, he's got caught. What's it?
What's my burning? Is it a cigarette you got?
Yeah, probably.
I'm coming out.
Right.
I left it now.
Did you want a bit?
Did you want a bit, Louis?
Did you
drink
one?
No,
I left
it. No,
you
don't
Louis, do you want a bit?
Do you want? Don't
yes,
you want
please.
Any trifle,
oh, bruv?
No,
free.
I'm
alright. Well, I've only opened one, so I can't tell.
It's not mine.
Are you sure?
I think so. Is there anything in
there?
No, I sent it.
Well, that's my one, I think. I've got mad
else here. Oh, honestly.
Do you remember them? You haven't really. Frankie Rabbit, shush.
Where did my phone go?
Tosh had it.
Oh, I had it. What did I do with it?
I think Tosh had it. It's a wonder he didn't. Are you sitting on it? There it is. Is that it?
Oh, it's a wonder he didn't.
It is a wonder. It was right there.
I've
run
out of them today.
Now, what's this cat called?
I've got some in the drawer here.
Where have we got a video of him?
Called Buffalo.
Who is it?
Who did?
One of those, some of those are Candice and Chantel's relations, Joe. Two of them are Chantel's and Candice's relations.
Really?
Yeah.
So that one, I think, is
that's
Fifi. Shut up, Frankie, you old rabbit.
Oh, I want it more.
Little bitch.
Have you read it?
Yeah, that was in the
paper. What is the mannequin challenge?
They just have to stand still on the spot.
A guide, they did it with the guide dogs, didn't they?
I think it was boiled crackers, to be honest.
Why is it not working? Oh, honestly, this bloody thing's a...
They've opened that Christmas shop up in Northampton, aren't they?
Yeah. Where?
In the Walnuts.
What was there before?
Oh, is that more Dindins?
Looks like a bloody madhouse.
It's late tonight.
They've gone now, Louie Mum.
Wait, stop fighting.
Very lovely. Yeah. I'm wondering. You about the old malt? A malt is a woman, that's gypsy talk. You about the old malt? She was running across a field and she was up the duff, that means carrying a baby in the clubs in. Up the duff, I think. She was up the duff, brother. And do you know what? She was chased by a fucking white bull. And when the little chavvy was born, he had all fur around his face.
Oh, that's just something that shit they come out.
It is.
Had a big on one side, and some woman said, God, that must have been giving him pain for giving birth to him. And he went, shut your mouth, silly old cow. And Shakira grew up, and they swore him in the bedroom. He knocked at the door, and the little chavvy boy opened the window, and he had two fucking great horns. All snot dripping out of his nose and all fur around his face. And that's how they used to talk. They used to try and get people scared. And my sister said to one night, Molly, who sent me that card, she said, bollocks. She said, oh, don't you talk to me like that, Gil. Don't you talk to me like that. He seeded it with his own eyes. I thought he wouldn't say it with his fucking arsehole. And that's what the gypsies are like. They believe it.
Yeah, I know.
Shannon was like that, wasn't she?
Do you remember when she scared Ra saying, if you look in the mirror and say blue baby three times, you'll die?
She used to have these dollies and they were... They meant to look real.
Because they frighten themselves.
And she used to say they're going to wake up in the middle of the night and come. She said they wake up in the middle of the night. And I used to wake up and see them sitting there. Just to turn around.
Well, remember, it was someone's birthday party, and they were all upstairs, and he came down, he burst out crying, didn't he? He said that because.
Blue baby. Or what's the other one? Bloody Mary. She used to make. And the Ouija board.
Oh, that they are dodgy, I think. Never get involved with anything like that.
Years ago.
It has to be serious. Are they actually real?
Yeah, I think they might be.
Well, I don't know, but my sister Molly and Jean, who both...
He's like the video, Ra.
Oh, I see.
My father got it. He tipped the mirror up. They're doing it on a mirror. Don't you ever do that in this house.
Shared it to him.
Hey.
So what happened?
They were playing a Ouija board. Yeah. They asked questions. And you put your finger on this.
Tell you what not letter to go to and all that.
And it goes towards a letter. And it spells out whatever. Is anybody going to die tonight? And the thing moves and all that stuff. But they say it's got evil origins. Comes from the... What do you call them blokes who live in the...
Zulu, witch doctors.
No, not witch doctors. They live in this country. They used to. They live down in Cornwall. I can't remember the name of it. The Druids.
Oh, yeah.
Ancient Druids. They used to carry on all these sort of... But don't get involved with it. If anybody should want to come to a seance...
Oh, no, thank you, I wouldn't.
Knocking under the...
What did you do with the Ouija board?
Oh, it's down the link.
What happened?
Believe a word.
I was all fucking about there, and one of the glasses smashed and it was all blood. I'll never forget it. Frightened the life out of me.
I wouldn't ever get involved in anything like that.
They ask, is anybody there? I'll get your mother for you. See, yeah, brother, come on. Anybody there, brother?
Brother.
Anybody there, brother? Yes. Yeah, they just summoned down the garden. Yeah, you hear the old girl, you can hear it talking. Yeah, listen again. Yes. and the people will chuck money in the kitty, pay them for it, and they get away with it.
It's a slimy shit they do.
Yeah, nothing's ever changed.
No, shit. Always the same.
No, I think some...
Like all that heather
films,
they sell and all that.
There's some films and stuff that are based on true stories.
Kevin, put your hand out of the money.
Hey.
There's some films that are out now, and old films, that are based on true stories.
Some they say that, because they print it, yes, but is it true?
Like what?
Like, what's that place in London somewhere? What's it called? Please help me out.
What one you want to talk about?
That film that's recent.
What, The Girls?
Yeah, what's it called?
in Sussex, is it?
They was on the telly in the 70s. There were two sisters.
Was it called? Essex or something like that.
No, what? Edmonton it was.
You don't
what
need,
happened?
You don't
oh,
need
they,
that.
She went at ectoplasm, where she changed into a... Blah, 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 blah.
You don't
it was on
need,
the telly. They're our age now, the sisters.
No, you don't have to watch horror films. Just
go on YouTube, you'll find
oh,
it.
I don't want to.
Look at this bloke today. He killed that poor girl up in Cox, or whatever her name is. He stabbed her 15 times and then shot the freedom. What
yeah.
do you want to watch horror films?
Yeah,
it's
true.
It's on the news.
Every day.
Real life is more horrible than all that.
It is.
Nonsense. It's a real everyday life.
Mm.
Old people being beaten up, and young girls raped and murdered, and God knows why.
Young girls beating old people up.
Sometimes by their own parents. So you don't have to worry about watching horror films. The whole world is a horror film, believe me.
And now we've got Trump, and that's made it even worse.
Yeah, he's fucking million.
I mean, how can you go from having a black president
to having Trump? He's an idiot. The man's an idiot.
He is. Good evening. Well, it really has felt cold outside today, particularly. And believe it or not, Hillary Clinton. It's the way the electoral system works.
She got more votes.
She got more votes than he did.
I know.
But because of the electoral college, they call it, the way it works out, he got elected. But, but if you don't watch horror, don't have to watch horror films, just read, listen to the news every day.
Mm.
If that's not enough for you. Don't believe all this silly about ghost stories and what happened 200
years ago.
I don't know, there's only certain stuff.
She used to make me cry.
She's probably scared of it herself, really.
Who?
You know Shannon. She used to tell gypsy stories.
You don't swear on your mother's life.
I do.
She's dying for years. And I used to believe her. And I used to
have
swear
on your
mother's life. And what was it she used to say?
You've heard of some of the stories of her when I was a little kid.
The gypsy curse, she used to say.
What's
the
gypsy
yeah.
curse?
They used to put a gypsy curse on you.
Yeah, don't believe it.
It's a lot of
and if you turn around and said, look, I'll put that curse back on you, they bump their life.
Yeah,
you know
they would.
I could tell you a story about... She used to come here, she was an antique dealer, lived in Sevenoaks. When Mel went to Dalton House, I was calling her a little shop.
Was she a gypsy?
No, no, she was a nice woman.
She was a nice woman.
No, she was. Genuine nice woman. She had an antique shop. Her name was Pip.
Oh, I remember her, Pip.
Steinberger.
Yeah, I remember
her. Jewish name. And her husband had a business down here in Foots Cray. And she had a little antique shop. And she, you ever heard that about Quentin Crisp?
Yeah.
She was friends with him. She had paintings of him all around her shop. And he was one of the first gay men who come out what being gay meant. You know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah.
What they call coming out.
I remember him. I don't remember him, but I've seen programmes about him.
But anyway, one day she had a little dog. It was a called a Lhasa Apso. I don't know if you ever heard of one.
Yeah.
It's a... The Pyrenean mountain dog.
Yeah, are they fluffy? They're big fluffy.
Yeah,
no, the
long fur, right down, dragged on the ground.
What, the Lhasa Apso?
Lhasa.
They're massive.
Yeah, no, the Pyrenean mountain dogs are a different dog.
No, Lhasa.
They're huge, they're like that.
Lhasa.
But they're tiny, they're little, small dogs.
But anyway, she has this little Lhasa Apso, and ordered her dog to run around. I've been in the instructor. Hello, he's come up and jump up with me. And one day, she was in the back room making herself a cup of coffee. The little dog was in the shop. She had an old-fashioned bell. Ding-a-ling when he walked in the door. And she heard the bell go. When she come out, a little dog was gone. And another woman in the shop next door said, here, Pip, where's your little dog? She said, I don't know, he was out here in the shop. She said, I've just seen two nasty little blokes, look like travelling blokes. Running up the road, getting in a van with a little dog.
See, that was back then.
And that was, when you were going to Dalton House, that was. And the time she got out, of course, they'd gone. And there used to be a big trouble site. Do you know where the top of Paul Hill was?
Paul Hill, yeah.
Well, there was a massive traveller site there called Caravans. They said all their washing hanging on the bushes and that. So this woman said, I'll bet they're coming up that site. It's a problem. Anyway, she used to dress very, very flamboyantly. Very lovely woman. And one night they got ready, the next night, or that night, they were all dolled up. I went up in her car, went up there and stopped on the travel site. And she said, come here. Of course, she always had one up, Red Indians, they had one. Oh, we've got to see the boss, Mr. Jim James, or whatever his name is. Come here. What can I do for you, girl? She said, my little dog, a lasso app, so I don't suppose you're not. A Tibetan man, I said.
Yeah, Tibetan, that's it.
Tibetan mountain dog. Had disappeared. And she said, while she was talking, there was all these old lorries parked behind the edges. And she got this little yap, 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 yap. That was locked in the back of the truck. And she knew he was a sandman. And she said, I know he's here. She said, let me tell. And they all gathered around, a lot of Red Indians all gathered around, all these travellers. Girl, what can we do, girl? And she said, I know he's on this site. I can feel his presence. She couldn't. She said, I'm in touch with God all the time. And she said, I'll tell you now. And she's just very, very smart. Great, huge hat she's wearing. And she said, if that little dog will not return to me within 1 hour, I'll put a curse on you. She said, and you'll have at least 2 to 3 deaths in this family tonight. And the old bloke, and she says, go on, get a little dog. And he rushed up there, all rushed up there, he's shit there, so.
Good.
Hey, girl, is this your little dog? Tell him where he got there. Give him back to her. And they offered all the gypsies, we come and give her big bunches of flowers. She said, no, I'm not going to that. And she said, if ever you do that again, that curse will come back on you tenfold. 10 of your family will die. The old and newborn baby. Oh, not my cherry, brother. She's absolutely terrified. And that's because she put the gypsy curse back on them.
Yeah.
But she got her dog back, that was the thing. And they off to drive home, see if she got home safely, beyond it. No, she obviously got money. As long as I've got my little dog back.
Aww.
If you ever come near my shop again, I'll put a curse on the shop over the door. Not for anybody, it'll only affect travellers. Won't go any more, girl. And they said they'd been in there.
No,
won't go any more, girl. Go. And that's what they're like.
Oh, dear. Boy. Did she, that Pip, have like a big house and that?
Hey.
Did she have a big house, Pip?
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember going somewhere once and they had horses there. Was that her?
Had what?
Horses.
She had every dog's cat.
And there were a load of children there, like foster children or something.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
I can't remember where that was.
But she had a great big lake. She used to swim in. And she'd take off all her clothes. And one day I was there.
Do you mind putting
off all my clothes, Rob? I said, no, not what I mean. I'm not embarrassed or anything like that. I've been married for years. I'll sooner wait while I'll go for you, Julie. Yeah.
I've got you
in here,
mate.
Anyway.
Oh, gee, thanks.
No, I don't know why. I was thinking you'd gone with...
She was one of the loveliest. She came in here one day, bought some old bits and pieces of her.
So what happened when she was in the lake?
Who?
Pip.
She used to swim in the lake with no clothes on.
Who? Oh, that woman that used to have all the antiques in that house.
Yeah. But she was one of the... But I was just telling Mel, you didn't hear the story. Some travellers with a big family went down to Collier. I don't even know where Collier is. There was all on the way there. And a couple of them young travellers went in very flamboyant. Beautiful, you are too, your mother, tell you how she's great. Beautiful flying down, huge great hats like that. But she was a nice person. She's been in here a couple of times. Bought things off now, old beer bottles and all sorts.